Starting a company isn't just about having a brilliant idea. It's about building an organization that can bring that idea to life. Matt Blumberg founded ReturnPath in 1999 and learned leadership through trial and error, making every mistake in the book. Unlike corporate executives who receive years of grooming, first-time startup CEOs typically have zero preparation for the multifaceted challenges awaiting them. With the sobering reality that roughly 75% of first-time CEOs fail at some level, having a practical roadmap becomes essential. The entrepreneurial path demands both visionary thinking and precise execution, a delicate balance that few naturally possess, but many can learn. What makes great business leaders isn't necessarily inventing unprecedented solutions, but rather recognizing promising ideas and building teams that can execute them flawlessly. Remember how Steve Jobs didn't invent the smartphone or tablet, but instead perfected them? That's the essence of entrepreneurial leadership. Every successful startup begins with a compelling vision of the future. To validate your idea, start with real customer research. When Blumberg launched ReturnPath, he conducted street interviews with clipboards and Starbucks gift cards, a simple but effective approach. Remember, when customers say they want a faster horse, they're really expressing a need for speed. Focus on understanding the underlying need. Evaluate business ideas using a weighted matrix: customer pain, 30%, market opportunity, 10%, execution capability, 20%, strategic fit, 10%, and economics, 30%. This helps identify truly viable opportunities. Even excellent concepts fail without the right team or resources to execute them. Transform your validated concept into a lean business plan using Ash Moria's Lean Canvas, a one-page framework covering 9 essential elements from problem to revenue streams. Treat your initial assumptions as hypotheses to test through customer interviews. With your story defined, you must communicate it effectively to different audiences. For investors, forget the lengthy business plan. Focus on a concise 10-12 slide presentation addressing 6 key elements: your elevator pitch, market opportunity, competitive advantage, roadmap, team strength, and financials. Can you explain your entire business concept in the time it takes to ride an elevator? If not, keep refining. For your team, clearly articulate your mission, your goal, vision, what success looks like, and values, your non-negotiable principles. These aren't just corporate buzzwords, but essential guideposts for decision-making as your company grows. Have you ever worked somewhere when nobody understood the company's purpose? That confusion multiplies exponentially in startups where conditions change weekly. As your company grows, your approach to defining these elements must evolve. In the early days, with just a handful of employees, a top-down approach works fine. But what happens when you reach 100 employees? ReturnPath shifted to a bottom-up approach, dividing the company into small teams to gather input. Later, with 350 people across multiple offices, they used a hybrid approach: executive drafts followed by company-wide feedback sessions. The lesson? Your communication methods must scale with your organization. No business plan survives first contact with customers. Successful startups excel at sensing and responding to market realities, even when pivoting is necessary. Key signals for pivoting include consistent data disproving your thesis, poor results despite adjustments, or clear customer feedback suggesting a different direction. ReturnPath's story illustrates this principle. Their initial convergence strategy grew them from $2 million to $30 million through acquisitions, but created what Blumberg called the world's smallest conglomerate. Managing multiple business lines with limited resources led to confused customers, overwhelmed employees, and stagnant growth. In 2007, they focused exclusively on email deliverability, temporarily shrinking to $11 million before growing to $70 million in subsequent years. This exemplified a crucial lesson. Sometimes stepping backward enables moving forward. The key is to pivot, don't jump. change direction around core capabilities rather than leaping into unrelated areas. Building your company's talent base typically consumes half a CEO's time, but creates the greatest leverage for success. As Peter Drucker noted, culture eats strategy for breakfast. Even the best strategies fail without the right team and culture to execute them. Early startup growth mirrors biological cell development. Single-celled organizations where everyone does everything must evolve into specialized teams, like organisms developing specific organs. Initially, you need adaptable generalists, but this phase is brief. The skills needed at 5 employees differ drastically from those at 50. As CEO, you must lead early hiring personally, selling your vision when competitive compensation isn't possible. Focus on building the strongest possible team early. Prioritize cultural fit. Find specialists who complement your weaknesses. Avoid rigid corporate veterans and involve your team in hiring decisions. Culture develops whether planned or not, but intentional cultivation is crucial. While successful cultures vary, certain elements are essential: respect for people and an environment of trust. Companies lacking these fundamentals may see temporary success, but won't achieve lasting greatness. Providing feedback is a CEO's most crucial responsibility, though often uncomfortable. Creating a feedback-oriented culture normalizes the process for everyone, unlike environments where feedback only occurs annually or not at all. Feedback can be categorized by content, performance or cultural fit, and delivery method, formal or informal. Weekly 15-30-minute informal check-ins help monitor team progress without creating unnecessary pressure, focusing on current challenges and alignment. Address issues immediately to preserve culture. Whether it's interrupting behavior in meetings or exceptional performance, provide feedback promptly. Delayed recognition diminishes its impact on motivation and behavior. As CEO, seeking feedback on your own performance is vital, but requires 3 elements: requesting specific input, accepting it without defensiveness, and implementing changes. Inaction on feedback stops the flow of honest input. The best leaders aren't perfect. They acknowledge mistakes and visibly work on improvement. Execution determines startup success. While markets remain unpredictable, CEOs can create stability through a company operating system, consistent behaviors, and rhythms teams rely on. Successful organizations maintain a steady operational rhythm, while struggling ones bounce between crises. Entrepreneurship alternates between 2 modes: intense sprints and steady marathons. Sprints demand extreme focus on one big thing, while marathons maintain sustainable execution and work-life balance. Clear communication about these shifts is essential for team alignment. Cash management is vital, since funding needs and availability rarely sync perfectly. The growth versus profitability debate requires first perfecting your business model through frugality. Once proven, pursue growth if you have high margins and expanding market potential. Startup forecasts are inevitably wrong. The question is how. Success comes from reaction, not prediction. CEOs must recalibrate constantly, recognizing that revenue typically lags while expenses exceed projections. The key isn't perfect forecasting, but swift adaptation when reality diverges from plans.